Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada, and thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. And today, we tackle a great topic. It's optimism. So, let's get right to it. Now, I found some great information on optimism on both verywellmind.com and Psychology Today that I want to share with you. And first, an overview of optimism. Optimism is a mental attitude characterized by hope and confidence in success and a positive future. Optimists tend to view hardships as learning experiences or temporary setbacks. Even the most miserable day holds the promise for them that tomorrow will probably be better. Now, optimists expect good things to happen, whereas pessimists instead predict unfavorable outcomes. Optimistic attitudes are linked to several benefits, including better coping skills, lower stress levels, better physical health, and higher persistence when pursuing goals. Now, if you always see the brighter side of things, you may experience more positive events in your life than others, find yourself less stressed, and even enjoy more significant health benefits. Whoa, sign me up for all of that. Ooh, I like that. Now, even though I spent a good portion of my first 50 years feeling a lot of lost, confused, and not really sure where I was headed in life or how I would even get there, days, weeks, and even years, I always kept the thought deep inside that I would somehow, in some way, be successful in life. So, I guess I've always been an optimist at heart, and I'm really, really grateful for that. Next, there are many key characteristics that optimists tend to share. Here's a few signs that you might be an optimist. You feel that good things will happen in the future. You expect good things to work out for the best. You feel like you will succeed in the face of life's challenges. You feel that the future looks bright. You think that even good things can come from adverse events. And what are some of the causes of optimism, you wonder? Well, the exact causes of optimism aren't fully understood, but several factors likely play a role. Genetics, upbringing, culture, and other environmental influences can influence optimism. According to one twin study, genetics account for about 25% of optimism. Another study found that age is an important determinant, with optimism increasing through adulthood, leveling off between ages 55 and 70, and then declining in older adulthood. Well, I find that pretty dang interesting. My optimism has taken a giant leap from age 70 to where I am today. Maybe I'm just lucky, or perhaps not allowing the old man into my house or into my mind has been the difference. Or maybe my now reaping the rewards of life decisions made nearly 30 years ago regarding love, values, financial, focus, embracing positivity, and especially my faith, and always continuing to put one foot in front of the other, no matter what. So, what's next? Well, what's the likely impact of optimism on a person's life? Studies regularly show that optimists are more likely to maintain better physical health than pessimists, including 50% lower risk of cardiovascular disease and greater survival rates when fighting cancer. Some studies have also linked a pessimistic explanatory style with higher rates of infectious disease and poor health. Whoa! Well, understandably, if you're an optimist, this all bodes well for your future. negative events are more likely to roll off your back, while positive events affirm your belief in yourself, your ability to make good things happen now and in the future, and in the goodness of life. Now, research suggests that genetics determine about 25% of your optimism levels, and environmental variables out of your control, such as socioeconomic status, also play an important role. But this doesn't mean you can't actively improve your attitude. While you might tend to have either an optimistic or pessimistic explanatory style, there are things that you can do to help cultivate a more optimistic attitude. Check out these ideas. First, practice gratitude. Gratitude can be defined as an appreciation for what is important in life. Next, keep a gratitude journal. Research has shown that something as simple as writing down positive thoughts and emotions can improve your optimism. Then, choose your own version of optimism. Start questioning pessimistic thoughts. Surround yourself with other optimists, and don't force optimism. All right, well, I hope today's episode has shed some light on optimism for you. I grew up in a family deeply entrenched in being risk adverse in every part of their lives. I was never that way and was harshly criticized for many years for not buying into their extreme risk adverse lifestyle. If you are from a similar family background, just be aware that you might get some pushback if you show up with your shiny new optimistic outlook. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.